John, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks for joining us. Absolute pleasure to have you on the program this morning. John, what do you make of this predicted construction crash? Just how worried should we be?
I think that we're not quite sure at this stage. It depends a lot. It depends on interest rates, for example. If interest rates go up, then there could be a lot of mortgage stress. A lot of people are very heavily mortgaged. So there's no question that housing prices are dropping in the mainland states and with it construction. But there are some good signs as well. The Victorian government, for example, is thinking of releasing a whole set of new development sites. So if we're going to have a landing, I think it's much more likely to be a soft landing than a hard landing.
Well, let's break this one down. I mean, first off, who's likely to be worse off in the hip pocket?
Well, the people who it'll really hurt, I guess, you know, an interest rate rise, for example, are the people, first home buyers, people who are trying to break into the market, people who are suffering reasonably high mortgage stress, so people who said, gosh, interest rates are pretty low, I can get into the market and house price is going up, so I'll pay a lot, and that's all right, appreciation will slowly decrease the real amount of my mortgage. So people getting into the game or have got into the game and are pretty highly leveraged. In other words, got a fair bit of debt to how much they've got into their house.
What about those who are waiting for the crash to happen before buying their first home?
Well, I think there's a lot of people in that boat, and some people might do quite well out of it. But the very factors that are going to make the crash happen are also going to affect most of them. So higher interest rates mean they might get a slightly cheaper house, but their mortgage repayments are going to be higher too.
Are we likely to see any much effect on renters?
I think, yeah, there'll be quite a lot of second order effect on renters. So it may, if investors get driven out of the market, as they may well do, then a lot of investors, of course, are renting out these properties that they've bought to try and get some return on down the road. And that may make it much harder for renters as well. So it's not just new home buyers and existing home buyers. It's renters may well feel the squeeze if investors leave the market, because investors typically rent out their properties.
What about business? I mean, construction here in Australia, construction business has been seeing quite a boom under this steady rise. I mean, you described it as a soft landing, but will it be a soft landing for all businesses involved in this industry?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Australia's sort of been this blessed country for the last dozen years or so, where we've had pretty recession-free period, and we've been unusual in the Western world, and it just not going to be nice when it finishes, because we're not used to it. We've been enjoying ourselves and enjoyed, not everyone in the community, but by and large, the community's been enjoying quite a lot of prosperity. And if there's a business turndown as well, then that could really start to bite in terms of employment, which has been pretty strong.
How would you actually recommend investors and businesses best shield themselves from the fallout of this potential bust?
Well, I think one of the real dangers is debt, both for businesses and for individuals. And we've had record low interest rates, so debt hasn't really been particularly onerous. But for those people who are caught in this awful conundrum of suddenly their assets aren't worth as much because we've been in a bit of a bubble, and suddenly the cost of servicing those assets, the interest payments, suddenly go up, then that could leave some people, you know, very dangerously off. So I think in times when the economy gets a bit tighter and it's harder to make ends meet, debt is your enemy. There's no question about that.
And all this talk, I mean, the talk of this kind of golden period we've seen for the Australian economy in this particular area, I mean, it's reminiscent of the coal days, the coal mining phase that Australia's gone through and made quite a bit of dosh off as well. I wouldn't say the government necessarily wanted to really let go of that particular era in the Australian economy. What do you make of their preparations for this potential bust?
Well, I don't really think that they actually have been a lot of preparation. So, you know, the government talks a lot about an intelligent society, and you know, the Prime Minister in particular was talking about a technology-led economy. But in practice, seen a lot of movement in that direction.
So maybe,
I don't think we've insured ourselves very well against a decline in some of the traditional industries that have made the country wealthy.
Maybe a little bit of belt tightening in the future.
I think there's going to be a lot of that, and it's not going to be evenly spread around, unfortunately.
John, thank you very much. I really do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
It's a real pleasure, Sean. Thank you very much for having me on.